Welcome back to another week of Parting Points Down Under. You're here with On The Boards Bestman. Lucky this week, I've dragged a good mate of mine, Mickey Gray, along. Join the show, give us a bit of a hand, give us a bit of insight, a bit of knowledge. He's a bit of a local boy down in Sydney, so he get the track for us a bit easier and get some knowledge. But welcome to the show, Mick. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, and hopefully we can share some wealth, share the knowledge, and let everyone over there what's going on around here, and especially for me in Sydney.
Yeah, mate. Look, thanks heaps for taking the time out of your day, and I guess on your weekend too, to give us a hand to get us some notes. Like you said, you've been in cities a lot closer than me, but hey, we can always share good stories, and hopefully these guys over in America can enjoy some of the crap we can talk about.
So the traveling midget team.
Yeah.
Sean Dyson Motorsport and his band of merry men over in California have gone over, represented Australia. Obviously, a couple of American guys behind the wheel, but a very well-established Australian team and quality equipment, quality bunch of guys, and they've gone over and raced with the best in California and done Australia proud, and done, obviously, your local area too proud with a win in California and another podium as well. So running with the best guys over there, it's always hard to compete, but they've certainly not done themselves, they haven't embarrassed themselves, that's for sure.
Nah, look, I think like you wrapped up pretty good there. Pretty proud of what the Sean and the team and the boys did over there, taking on the best in the world. We don't obviously don't get to do as many race meets as the guys in USAC, and to turn up and take on the best in the final rounds, and they're pretty got to be proud of their efforts. Picking up a win's not easy, especially against all those top drivers. So, but look, I reckon they'll carry some damn good momentum coming back to Australia. They're going to be a force to reckon with Mercedes in both the sprint car and the midget. We're just rolling over the dates there, and they ain't not much turnaround. They're going to land in Australia this week, and Mercedes going to kick off this weekend at Sydney Eastern Creek Speedway. So,
absolutely good. straight back into it for them. Just a different country. The same deal though. As you stated, double duty for Carson in the 99 midget and the sprint car as well. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. He's done laps at Eastern Creek before, so he's obviously, he's seen the place, and obviously someone of that caliber, no matter where they go and what they strap into, they're going to be fast straight off the bat. So it'll be very hard to beat.
He was here when they were testing the track, wasn't it? Was it
correct?
Yeah. He hasn't actually got to turn a race lap yet, but I'm sure he won't have no drivers adapting.
Absolutely not.
Outlaw driver for a reason.
Absolutely. So, like I said, whatever someone of that caliber straps into, they'll be hard to beat straight off the bat. Doesn't matter where it is, what it is, they'll be tough to beat. So
definitely.
And he's got the equipment and the backing with Sean and that whole team. So they'll have no trouble slipping right back in and taking off where they, sort of where they left off over in California.
Yeah, for sure. No, look, we've seen Logan Seavey's arrived in the west of the country. So another American's arrived for it. I'm assuming it'll be a midget deal. I haven't seen too much put out about that one yet, but we'll look to see if we can grab some more information for you guys during the week. We've got him and Alex Bright as well. Alex Bright, as we can say, is probably a bit of a recurring traveller back to Australia. We've seen him quite a few times the last few years. Does put a heck of a show on. I remember seeing him in one of our wingless sprints over here too. Jumped in for the night and actually showed us all how it's done. So he's a good driver. Hopefully we get to see a bit more of him in the midget, putting on some good shows with everyone else. So
I think Alex is a regular here, especially over in Perth, for Graham Jones. But as you stated, Logan Seavey's just landed here. Alex, whether he's in the country or not yet, is unknown. But he's nominated for both of them are nominated for the John Day this weekend at Perth, which doubles as the West Australian Sprint Car title as well.
Yeah, nice. So,
couple of travellers over there from South Australia and Victoria Obviously heading over there to get some data for the Australian Sprint Car title, which will be held there next year. So a couple of guys trying to get in.
End of January or February, I think that was.
Yeah, a couple of guys trying to get in there early and get some information. Rusty Hickman from Victoria, I believe, run there the week before as well.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Eagle, same deal. And Stephen Lyons has ventured over there as well this weekend. So a few handy peddlers to go run over there and, like I said, get some information, hopefully sort of hold themselves in good stead for the Australian title next year.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we'll have a pretty good car count, especially after all these last few years of COVID. There's quite a few people itching to grab that number one. Well, hopefully our young Marcus can go over and do us proud for New South Wales. But
well, yeah, I mean, he can, yeah. It's always tough with the number one on being the hunted. Everyone wants it, but it's a lot of hard work to get it, and it's also a little bit of luck as well, But Marcus's, they earned that, and he's carrying it with pride, and he'll have no problem with his attitude. He'll have no problem going over there and being the hunted guy, the one that everyone's trying to beat. He'll take that in his stride, and they'll go over there and, as you said, represent New South Wales and do the best they can.
Look, I think we're all looking forward to seeing some good racing too, getting the cars all back together. It's been a while since we've got in Australia to see the best calibre in the country get together. So looking forward to that too. So, but anyway, look, we might quickly grab a few results from last weekend. Mick, you were on scene at Sydney. How did it roll down there, mate? It was a good turnout of cars. I believe it was the biggest field they've had to date at the track. So,
yeah, look, I decided it was a last-minute decision to venture down there and have a look. It's not far from home. So the poor weather down south helped the car count as well, with four or five extra cars, making the last-minute decision to trek up there and have a run. It was the heat racing and qualifying was it was fast. The track's very fast. And some of the heat races were sort of won by a long way, which happens early on in the night anyway. But so Brock Hallett won heat one from Sammy Walsh. Queensland visitor Ryan Newton did a good job in heat two from Troy Little. Stephen Lyons, another visitor from Interstate, won heat three. And young Caden Brown, who's proving he's not just a handy midget peddler, won heat four by a long way.
We touched base on Caden last week, actually, talking about how well his midget drive was, coming from 16th, I think it was, the first. And we also touched base about him stepping up into the sprint car, doing a few more rounds this year. So that's good to see him going forward.
Yeah, look, he did a good job. He's a handy peddler. He's another one of those guys that you put behind the wheel of anything and they're going to do a good job. His heat race, he was the class of it by a long way. Won it by at least the length of the straight. So the feature race looked like early on they strung out. It looked like it was going to go flag to flag for a little while until a mid-race caution. Marcus Dumsney had a good lead until the caution come out, which bunched the guys back up. Sort of clean air, Marcus was just too good. He was on another level. No one could even get close to him. Sammy Walsh, Brock Hallett, Ryan Newton, they all tried. Brock Hallett caught him in lap traffic and had one shot at him with a late race restart. But again, Marcus, as soon as they got clean air, Marcus just drove away. And strangely enough, and as silly as it sounds, recorded his first win with the A1 on the car. and became the first New South Wales driver to win a feature race at Eastern Creek. Done New South Wales proud, done the Valvoline team proud, and obviously his family. Yeah. And I think they'd be a little bit relieved after finally winning one with the A1 on the car. So it's, he was, I mean, like I said, in clean air and, no one could get near him. So, which bodes well for those guys. A couple of guys missing, but still some heavy hitters there, Hallett, Sammy Walsh, Troy Little, like Ryan Newton proved that he's no slouch as well, and he's not scared of the speed there either. So, it's the racing was good. Marcus sort of, I think I won't say he let him a merry dance, but he was very hard to catch once he got out in front. So
I'm sure Dad Max was on the hill cheering him on.
I believe Max is absent at the moment, possibly overseas. We did see the family there though. Melinda and the rest of the gang was down there. So
yep.
Matt, unfortunately, absent, not racing. Waiting on equipment. So unfortunately, in this climate, I mean, as everyone that's probably listening over in America knows, getting parts and all that sort of stuff, no matter what it is an issue still at the moment.
Yeah.
So, guys they're having to pick and choose where they run and what they run, and sort of, if you're going to put the hours on the motor and the laps on the motor, whether or not you can get, you can get the parts to rebuild it and have it fresh for the big shows, which are obviously over here coming up sort of at Christmas time and New Year.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's good to see Marcus shake the monkey off the back, so to speak. He's
absolutely. It's always tough, as I said earlier, running with the A1 on the car. It's got to be a huge relief off his shoulders and Mouse's shoulders and that whole team.
It's strange, eh? Like that extra added pressure because you just have that A1 written on your car. I know over in America, it's probably not so much having the number one, but as we've talked about in previous episodes, in Australia, you earn that A1. You don't just get given it because you picked the number. You got to earn it. And, it's funny. That extra added pressure can sometimes just mean the difference between a good and bad night with your confidence and where your head's at and dealing with everyone else trying to chase you down.
I believe it's pretty easy with that one on your car to sort of maybe put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah. You know? Definitely a mental thing.
At the end of the day, it's another race. I mean, it's a bit cliche, but it's another race,
Yeah.
You got to go out there and do the same thing that you do every week and do the same thing that everyone else is doing you got to finish your laps and,
That's how you get there. So, look, down south, guys, we unfortunately Mother Nature striked again. We had a rain out at the South Australian title that was meant to be down there last weekend, and Victoria on the Borderline Speedway both got rained out. So they've been moved on till the 10th of December. So we'll keep you in track with that one as we come through. But another interesting topic, we noticed that a few of our Australian drivers had ventured across the Tasman over to New Zealand, headed over there to Western Spring Speedway to take on some Kiwis best. We had Robbie Farr and Jamie Veal head over there, mixing it up with another New Zealand star, Michael Pickens, and Jonathan Allard. Pickens as well had been over racing the USAC last few events, so he'd flown back in, but it didn't look to be the results the Aussies had hoped for. But Pickens had walked away that night with the number one. Congratulations. And in second was Jamie Larson, and coming home third was Dean Cooper. For the Aussie boys, Robbie Farr come home fourth and Veely dropped in sixth. So, but I believe the guys are hanging around over there to complete a few more race meets this weekend. I believe Western Springs may be on the cards for them. So we wish them the best of luck taking on the Kiwis. But, we're going to head into a couple of more. May as well follow on what's going on this weekend. We're going to head up to Queensland to Woomba's Lucas Oil Speedway, High Tech Oil Speedway for round three of their USC Sprint Car Series, which also doubles up as their breast cancer night. So in Australia, a lot of the tracks get it behind the breast cancer awareness and get a lot of support in there and funds raised for the charity. So looking like a local affair up there with the usual guys in Cody Morosky and Lachlan McHugh and a few of those people taken on. There's about 30 cars there. So it'll be Luke Oldfield, I think, would be one to look out for. He's going for three in the row at the moment, I think. So
I wouldn't discount someone like Benny Atkinson Jr. up there either. He's proved he's fast. He's got his dad in his corner. They've got the knowledge. They've been fast up there the last couple of shows. Just I think they're lacking a little bit of luck.
To
a certain extent, you make your own luck, but he has proved that he's quick around there. He's certainly exciting. He's not scared of it either. He's not scared of the speeds, the higher banks. He's not scared to run against the wall. which all, as you know, at that place bodes for something exciting.
Always. And if they get they've seemed to have had the promoters getting that track perfect up there week in, week out lately, which has been good. And Mother Nature's sort of been pretty kind to them with weather leading up the races. So,
look, the venue as a whole, the promotion team, the venue, the whole, I mean, if anyone that's listening ever, you know, heads to Queensland, specifically Toowoomba, you could do a lot worse than get out there and check it out. It's banked, it's fast, but as I said, the venue as a whole and the promotion team, it really is out here. It's an event for the family, that place. The promoters do a great job up there. And it is a family event. They've got autograph zones and fan zones and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the kids can get involved and, you know, meet their drivers before the race meeting and all that sort of stuff. And so it is a venue that, you know, and it produces good racing.
Yeah. Ryan and the team up there have done a substantial job up there and definitely deserve what the crowds they're getting. So, yeah, congratulations to them guys, and highly recommend if you are over down under and having a look, get up there. You want to see some fast, good racing. I'd probably almost call it the equivalent of Peevely in Australia, pretty much.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything as banked and as fast as that place, which, you know, sometimes produces, to me, you know, the high-speed tracks don't produce that good a racing, but that place, no matter what you do there, no matter what's on, the racing's unbelievable. And it's a credit, as you said, it's a credit to the whole guys up there, the whole team, you know, the staff, the track guys, everyone behind the scenes. Every show they put on is literally that. It's a show.
They're definitely setting the standard this season, I reckon, when it comes to speedway and standard of racing in Australia. Like, venues-wise, they're definitely one of the hard ones to beat. So,
I agree, absolutely.
So, look, let's head back down to Sydney this weekend. We've got round 6 of the track championship there. Another local affair, except for that number N99 car coming in to mix it up. We'll look forward to seeing how our Marcus A1 can take on Castle Macedo, but it's good to see there's still a decent number of cars there. Quite a few of the young guys that have been coming through, giving it a good run. They're Caden and Lockie and Jesse and Jackson Delamont, all them sort of guys. So hopefully that Mother Nature will hold off and we'll get another good round in there. So,
yeah, I mean, obviously all eyes are going to be on Macedo, but there's plenty of guys there that can run with him, you know. Like I said, there's plenty of fast guys there. They just, you know, they've got to put it all together. You know, you've got to be fast at the end of the night. You've got to be fast for 30 or 35 laps.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and we've seen, as I said, you know, it's Macedo's job.
Yeah.
You know, and the guys that are going to race him, as you touched on earlier, done nowhere near as many laps as someone like Carson Macedo's done. But they, you know, they'll put it to him. I know people like Caden and Marcus and even Matt Dumsey as well, who's nominated, those guys, Troy Little, the same, those guys won't be scared of him.
No, they'll definitely
race him like another car.
Yeah. Oh, look, you're not there to run second, so not in that game. Well, hopefully the guys will give it to him a bit, not too rough. We need to stick around for the rest of the season, so rest of the summer. But yeah, look, I guess we'll finish it off over in the West. We've got the WA Sprint Car title we touched on earlier there, with Matt Eagle and Rusty Hickman, Stephen Lyons heading over from the East Coast, taking on Dane Kingshop, Cullen Williamson and Jason Kendrick and the boys. So looking forward to seeing how that plays out. I know Priolo had a big dump at the last race meet while running second. So hopefully he can bounce back and put a good pressure on Williamson, give us a good battle up front. So, yeah, that's about it. At the moment in Australia, down south's having Victoria and South Australia aren't back until the 10th next month. I thought we'd also quickly just cover off some points for you guys so you can have a bit of an up-to-date, understand where people are at the moment in point standings. So we had the USC, which is in Australia, the Ultimate Sprint Car Championship, which runs out of Queensland. It's Woomba there with Cody Morosky sitting on 442 points. Luke Oldfield's in second and 430 points, and Lockie McHugh's rounding out the top three. So they're the three to beat at the moment, pretty much coming out of Queensland, I reckon, Mick, with unless you get the travelling guys like Veely and Marcus and that, they're definitely going to be the three that are hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those guys up there, they're tough to beat, and they know, you know, they're racing in their own backyard. They've got the equipment to do it. They've got the skill to do it. So it will be a race of only a few horses, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd like to think that ultimately it'll come down to the final round. You know, I believe last year it came down to the final round, and it all come down to the final feature race of the season for the points. So which is only a good thing for the sport. You know, you don't want anyone to run away with it and sort of, you know, it gets a bit, I'm not going to say boring, but, you know, it gets a bit monotonous if it's over halfway through the season, you know what I mean? It's the same thing down here at Eastern Creek. The points, I mean, with Veely, he's pretty much had a monopoly on the joint since it opened.
Four out of five nights or five out of six nights.
I mean, whether he comes back and picks up where he left off remains to be seen, but there is some hitters coming to town over Christmas, New Year period, so it'll be interesting.
Oh, definitely. Looking forward to it. Hopefully we can – we might even try to catch up with a few drivers down that way if we get a chance with a few contacts. Hopefully we might be able to give you guys over in America a few Aussie drivers. Did receive a couple of messages this week from a few of you listeners from America. So thank you for your support and your input too as well. We'll look to try bring on some more Australian drivers and interviews, give you a bit more of an understanding on how life is over here for us and how racing is. But yeah, thanks heaps for your support. It's definitely noted, and we're trying our best. That's all we can do. Give you some update.
Hopefully they don't all leave after my guest appearance this week. So,
I think you just brought on an extra 300 viewers, listeners. You'll be right.
if I'm allowed back next week, I'll be happy to oblige and we'll do it all again.
I look forward to it. We'll try to tee up an in-house one together soon enough so we can actually share a couple of beverages, and we might even share a couple of your stories throughout your racing career.
Oh, there's not many good ones, mate. As a driver, there's certainly not many good ones.
I've seen a few highlights. Don't worry.
I don't know if I'd call them highlights, but I mean, some of them were pretty high.
Yeah.
Highlights.
That's good laugh. All right, Mickey. Well, thanks again for jumping on and joining with us, mate. It's a pleasure having you here. Look forward to getting a few more out of you before you decide to bail on me. But
yeah, look, my pleasure. Thanks for the invite. And like I said, if the viewing audience doesn't go down to zero, I'll be happy to come back next week.
Sounds good. All right, thanks, buddy. All right, thanks you guys out there. We'll catch up to you next week and enjoy your week and weekend. Sign out, Yozzy, mate, Simon.
Passing Points Podcast is produced by MTR Performance Media. Please follow and like us on social media at Passing Points Podcast on Facebook, at Passing_Points on Twitter, and at Passing Points Podcast on Instagram.